Can you talk a little bit about your time in the South Pacific?
Well, my job in the South Pacific was to do survey in preparation for land airstrips in the different islands in the Pacific. And so we did this with instruments, and then when it was just bush area, we did it with what they call a table surveying. We just have a table, we use a straight edge to shoot on with, and we'd make maps of the area to prepare for a troops advancement or land airstrips. So we did this, and the experiences we had. Then they used our group, our regiment was also used for all kind of work type operations, such as in the Quonset huts, they used to store dynamite, because in order to build airstrips, they had dynamite out stumps of trees and things like that, and in different areas, and land movement of land. And what they had us doing, which was scary, that every so often, after a few months, the dynamite had to be turned over because it was settled. And then we'd have to go into these Quonset huts and hold our breath that every time we turned the box over, that it was not unstable. That was scary. Things like that we had to do. Many other things. We were fired on quite a bit from the hillsides, especially in Okinawa, because the Japanese had dug into the hillsides and built small little villages into the mountainsides, into the hills. And they had done this prior to the war. And so they had large storages of food and everything. And at night, they would fire on our encampments from a distance, from these hills and caves. And what we would do is just call the Marines to go in, and they would go up to the hill, to the caves, and they would fire the flame shooters into the caves and smoke them out. That was the closest I ever got to being having gunfire in our direction. When we were in Okinawa, before we got to Okinawa, we were hop-skipping from one island to another, building airstrips, and then moved to the next one. When we finally got to Okinawa, it was just before they had dropped the atomic bomb. And after they dropped the atomic bomb, they dropped the atomic bomb. Just before they dropped the atomic bomb, we were being prepared to invade the mainland of Japan. So they got us all prepared, ready to invade the mainland. And so we were used as foot troops, infantry, along with the infantry, as well as building the airstrips. So that was one time that I was very relieved that we didn't have to kill another human being, and that if we had invaded the island, main island, there would have been a lot of casualties. And so that's one of the things that I thank the heavens for, is that I never had to kill another human being. In the islands also, we used to have to do training when we weren't surveying a strip. I was in headquarters company, so we didn't do much training, but the other companies, A, B, and C, other parts of the regiment, would have to figure out how much dynamite would take to create a crevice, a hole, certain size hole, or to move a certain amount of earth, how much dynamite they needed. And I know one company, which is about 110 men, they were practicing, and they had one of these young officers. One young officer, he was a 90-day wonder, and he had only had 3 months of training as an officer. And he was in command at the time, and they put in 40 pounds of dynamite in the hole, and they went back, they lit it, and they went back, and they waited. Now, the book says you wait a certain period of time, and you have other precautions you take before you go advance. He ignored all of the precautions that were supposed to be taken. He called the men to go forward to explore why it didn't go off. And when they got right on top of it, it went off. And I remember the reports coming back to headquarters, because I was in headquarters. They said there were many parts, body parts everywhere. And all because of this young officer, white officer, who was inexperienced, that didn't follow orders properly. What was so typical of so many of the white officers we had, some of them were from the South, different places I was at, and I think we felt they were deliberately assigned to black troops by the government, because they felt, we think, that Southern white officers knew how to handle black folks. They knew how to put them in their place. They knew how to beat them down and have control over them better than Northern officers, who would be too compassionate or too just in their ways or something. And played out in many cases. Officers were not properly trained. And that was another thing that really was a bitter experience to have when you're fighting for this country. So I think that the movement, the movement for social justice, I think, started in the Army, because that's when we said no more, take no more, and you became united and working towards fighting injustice.